The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tupper's Plains, Ohio. Reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and enjoy an exciting service and experience. True love, pure worship, real answers.
We got our thing, he's got his thing, we do. And now and then we have a little sleepover. Sunday mornings we come and have a little sleepover. But that's not what we're created to have. There's something better for us. So if that's our relationship with Father God, it's probably heading for divorce also. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, what's that say? I know some of you know it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness. And all these things, I wasn't going to go on. And all these things shall be added unto you. That's why we have to be determined when we get together like this. We've got to make it mean something. We got to want something. We got to go after it. So what are you seeking if it's to seek ye first the kingdom of God? Well, seek means that you crave, pursue, you go after something with all of your might. Does anyone in here have any hobbies? Lots of them. Y'all, aren't they? Deemer's got you everything. Hobbies are great. They're fun. God wants us to do fun things and have things we enjoy and like, right? He doesn't want us to be so worried about, are we doing the right things? But I'm supposed to be chasing after God, but I want to go fishing. No, he wants us to do those fun things and have hobbies and have a good time, right? And when you have things you like, you go after them, don't you? It's like, I know some bow hunters, and I mean, that first day of bow season, there is nothing, I mean nothing, that will keep them from being in a tree stand. They don't say, well, the deer understand if I'm not there. But man, how much do we say that about God? Well, God will understand. He's got grace, he'll understand. This is, I don't want anyone to feel bad or convicted this morning. I want us to grow and get from point A to point B to point C. So just stay with me. I'm not trying to pick. I want to help simplify things, and you'll see this in a minute. Better up, as Otis says. It seems like, I better speed up. It seems like we hear a lot of talk about sin and what we shouldn't be doing, and what we should stay away from, and we hear that a lot. We know the wrong things in life, don't we? We know what's wrong. We know the enemy comes as a roaring lion, yes? Okay, that's established. So we don't need to constantly entertain the enemy. We don't need to constantly entertain that there's the enemy of our soul, and he's always harassing us and pestering us and picking on us. It's established. It's done. What we need to entertain is the things of life that will keep the forces of darkness from affecting us. And we hear so many messages about this, that, and everything else. But what are the basic things to keep the enemy, the forces of darkness, from affecting our life that we can teach each other and talk about with each other and be able to grow in Jesus? And when we do those things, it'll walk us to our place. It'll walk us in our purpose. It'll take us to our destiny. If you know Jesus, then on Sundays we need to come in here and help each other out. And be the people God created us to be. I was so encouraged this morning. I had ran out. I had to do a couple things, and I wasn't in here. And Billy came up. I guess Ken needed prayer. And I said bye to him when they left. And so what did we do? I wasn't in here, but I guess we stopped the worship. Hey, this guy needs prayer. And he came up. And we prayed. Sometimes it's so simple. Well, they stop the worship and just pray. Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Sunday mornings at Bethel are created for you to come here and to find out how to live the life you were destined to live. They're created to find out how to feel the joy and peace that you're supposed to feel. Sunday mornings are created to help you stay encouraged and excited in the faith. They're created to help you be satisfied and content in Jesus. I wasn't talking yesterday. I've been a little unwell. Something that's been going through my thoughts is pastor's been talking a lot about press in. And I asked him, I said, well, what's that mean? You know, we hear all this neat Christian stuff. Like, press in, what does press in mean? So I started thinking about that, and I was like, how do you press in? Just press into God, it'll get better. Okay, what in the world does that mean? We hear all just you're not travailing enough. Jesus, help us. So, wow. So press in. I think it's so basic to press in. The Word of God gives us just a few basic, solid principles, and our whole walk will expound from those few things. So for me, to press in, there's four things. That's it, four things. And when you hear these, you'll be like, oh, wow, gee whiz. We make this thing so hard. There's four things. And how I came up with to teach those this morning is we're going to have a baseball field up here. And I thought we had some bases down here, and Ross brought them up for me this morning, and they were in shreds. But we did have a home plate, so we made some temporary bases. If it doesn't rain, we'll be okay. There's first base. There's second base. And here's third base. And there's home plate. Hi, Judah. So, here's a rabbit trail. Where I used to pastor, we at the start we just had one room, and so we had Sunday morning service like this, and then Sunday school was over here in the same room. So see, you have to learn how to focus and not let every little thing bother you, distract you, or upset you. Judah's running up here; it was no big deal. But yeah, you know, we had Sunday school in the same room with the kiddos. We had two different Sunday school groups, and they had their class, and we had. God says in the Bible that he will pour out his spirit on all flesh, right? In the book of Acts, building shook. Pastor's been talking about this. Building shook, prison doors opened, flames, literal flames rested on people's heads, shadows, people's shadows healed the sick. So we say, are we desperate enough to see these things happen, to see the things that happened when the apostles walked the earth? Is to see mass conversions and entire cities bow down and give their life to Jesus. Do we want to see that? Well, you can if you press in. And I'm not making light of that. I'm going to show you what it is. You, your life, you individually, just you, not Bethel, you can make an amazing difference with your life. The Holy Spirit will help you to see what others can't see. Do you realize that? The Holy Spirit will enable you to do what others can't do. The Holy Spirit will let you hear what others can't hear. I thought that was exciting. Thanks, Ivy. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. When we become, is anyone in here a born-again believer? Has anyone asked Jesus in their life? Hey, you never know. So we're on a ball field here. This is our little mock ball field. So the very first thing that happens is that we have faith and we ask for forgiveness and ask for Jesus to come in our life, right? So when we go to first base, the first thing, and these need to happen in this order in your life. The first thing that takes place is you pray, right? Okay, we have an example. His name was Jesus. You don't think Jesus didn't know what was going on with God? Sure he did. But what did Jesus do every day? He prayed, right? Said Jesus prayed by himself. Jesus prayed with others. Jesus prayed for himself. Jesus prayed for others. Jesus prayed alone. Jesus prayed in nature. Jesus prayed regularly. Okay. Now, the very Son of God did that. So first base for me to press in, to walk and live the life God has destined for me is I need to pray. It sounds really simple, but we're missing it. And so what is prayer? Well, prayer is loving communication with Father God. Prayer is the expression of our inner spiritual needs. Prayer can be long, prayer can be short. Prayer can be in a group, prayer can be alone. But prayer should be true communication with God. I'm going to break out the Bible instead of look at my phone. Matthew 6, 5, and 8 says, and you can write these down. You know, I didn't give Matea notes. I said, So just, you got to pay attention. So Matthew 6, 5 and 8 says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets so that they can be seen by men. So they have their reward. But when you pray, go to your room. And when you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Come on up here, Tony, please. No, I'm sorry, Tony Wolf. Ha. Tony Maxey's like, what are you doing to me, Eddie? John 15, 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Listen to this stuff, folks, and it shall be done for you. Wow. Prayer, in the King James Version, prayer, or a word meaning prayer, is in there 545 times. So we're going to practice prayer. That's our first base. Come on over here, Miss Tony. Tony is going to lead us in just a short prayer. We're going to practice. And I want everyone to pray. In prayer, I didn't say this, prayer can be silent. Prayer can be out loud. So Tony's going to pray, and I would like everyone to pray. And when she says amen, you say amen.
Father, I just come before you today, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord, to be merciful to me, Lord God. And I know you see all the things in my life, God, but I also want to thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done in my life. And Lord, I know all the things you've brought me through. I know all the struggles I've faced. Lord God, you never left me. And you see everyone that I face even coming. And Lord God, I just pray that you would touch the heart of this people at Bethel today, Lord God. And that you would teach us to pray, Lord God, as we ought to, Lord God. I pray, Father, if there's anything that hinders the answer of our prayer in our life, you know, when Brother Otis was talking earlier, Lord God, I pray that you would reveal it to us, that the eyes of our spirit would see it, Lord. And I pray, Father, that, you know, if it's holding on to offenses, Lord God, if I'm holding on to anything, Lord God, show it to me. Lord, if there's anything unpleasing in me, Lord, I want to see it so that I can change it with your power, Lord God, that you'll give me the strength to move in the things you would. I know one of the things I struggle with, Lord God, is just having a bad confession. And I had one on the way to church today. I said, I got in the car and I said, Todd, I get so frustrated sometimes when I get ready to blow the shofar because I can blow it 100 times, but when I step up to do it for the service, it's like something gets in the way every time and I keep missing it. And then I looked at Todd and I said, no, that's a bad confession and I'm not going to say that. I rebuke that and I take authority over that. I don't have that, and I rebuke the enemy for trying to plant that thought. God, help me to realize the thoughts that the enemy plants in me to discourage me. Help me, Lord God, to see what you see, Lord God. Help me to overcome. Help me, help your word to rise up in me, Lord God. We all know your word, Lord. And I just pray, Father, when those times of trials come up, Lord God, that your word speaks louder than the lies of the enemy. Remind me that I'm the warrior that you created me to be. And remind me, God, that you are all powerful, Lord God. As in your word, it says he told Timothy to stir up that gift, Lord God. As we stir it, Lord God, I pray, Father, that you would breathe the breath of God on it and ignite that flame inside of us. And that you would just enlighten us, Lord God, and just overwhelm us with your power, with your spirit, Lord God. Teach us your ways. Teach us to know you better, Lord God, and help us to see you for who you are. And see us for who we are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Tony. I think I could do that every day. It would sound different than what she said, but I could do that every day as a believer. I could talk to God like that every day. So I got the first thing down I have to do now that I'm a Christian. I need to pray. So the second thing I need to do, what's second base. Second base is read. And it's hard. So many people struggle on reading their Bible. But you know, if we were lost, if we were in the, anybody been in the bad areas of Chicago, Detroit, anyone? You know, I've been to both, but was in a really bad area of Chicago one time. I mean, it was bad like you see in a movie, you know, gangs out around barrels with fires burning. And I'm like, oh my golly, and this was before GPS and all that neat stuff. And we had no idea where we were. We had no idea where to turn. And we had a guy with us from a company there. And he said, when the lights are red, just glance both ways, but don't stop. You just go through. And we're like, what? He said, yeah, you just go through. Look and go. Okay. So I'm in this real bad area, say, of a big metropolitan city, and I'm totally lost and no phone, no GPS, no anything, but I have a map in my back pocket that tells me exactly where to turn and how to get out. How many of you in here would take that map out of your pocket? And we go to make it to first base and pray and beg for things, and we've got this map. We've got this map. We've got this love letter that Jesus gave us with every bit of knowledge we need to know in this life. We've got it. There's probably one under every one of your seats. I don't know how many you have at home. We have them on our phones. We have them in all different versions. and we don't read the map and we stay stuck in the ghetto. So we run back here to prayer. Oh, Jesus, you got to help me. He's like, but you got the help. It's right there. You think he uses the word moron? I don't know, but he could. You moron. Look, I gave it to you. It's right there. That's why I like the Message Bible. It uses the word stupid and things like that. Who would not find out the directions? Proverbs 35, 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. John 17, 7 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 8, 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Psalms 1, 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. John 1, 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Here's the answer. It's right there. Miss Christy, would you come up? I'm going to teach you how to do it with a little help. Miss Christy is going to read a verse, and she'll tell you what it is, and if you want to read it with her, you can, and we'll learn how to read the Bible.
It's Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a light on my feet, a lamp for my feet, a light on my path.
Thank you. God's word. Jesus told you what. His word is a lamp unto your feet. When it's dark, you're going to make sure you don't step on a snake. And it's the light to your path. So when things are dark, when you can't see the direction, when you don't know what to do, he's a light unto your path and a lamp unto your feet. Jesus is. It's right here. So say, okay, I'm going to pray. Okay, I'm going to read. As hard as it is, I'm going to do it. I've heard people tell me they've got, one is Bob and Kathy. They do the daily bread that we throw daily breads away every month. We get so many. And they like in the mornings, I think Bob told me, they like to open up the daily bread. And it's right there every day. They get their scripture, they get a little teaching, and they read the word every day. And he said, it's great. It's just, they love it. And I'm sure other people have different systems. Folks, here's the directions. We need to read them. So again, these are the basics. This is pressing in. This is how all it takes to be a Christian and see all this great stuff that God promises. These are the simple, basic things that we make so complicated. We've got to pray. We've got to read. So the third thing is, I like the third thing. The third thing's going to be fun. Oh, what are you? You're in the third. Todd's in the third thing if you're wondering why he's still up there. Worship. Worship. So, we pray, we read, and then we have to worship God. The world understands worship. The world, in a sense, the world understands that we were created to show physical expression for things. And I feel so little talking about worship with Otis on the front row. I'm glad your wife's gone. She'd help maybe help me out. But the world understands that we were created to physically show expressions. When we go to ball games, we cheer, especially for when we have family members and kiddos. We cheer and clap and hoot and holler. When we get together with friends, we laugh and have a good time. We're loud. We express ourselves. And none of that's uncommon, and none of it's looked at peculiarly. But I said it. But we think, well, if I would raise my hands or jump or if I get a Jerry run going on, see, this should be the freest place to express yourself. In the world, we're free to express ourselves, and everybody does. But inside this house, it seems like we get constricted and are sometimes afraid of free expression to show our worship for Father God. The purpose of worship is to glory, honor, praise, exalt, and please God. And biblical worship, listen to this, shows all aspects of human personality, physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. You don't think about that when you're worshiping. It's all those things. Physical, it's emotional, it's intellectual, and then it's spiritual. All those things are going on. So that's why when you get in the zone and you're in worship, it's like the world tunes out to you. Because all those things are, you're giving it up. All those things. I wrote down the physical expression of worship found in Scripture. Now listen. There's something for everyone. This is how we can worship God. We can kneel. We can clap. We can raise hands. We can kneel. We can clap hands. We can raise hands. We can verbalize praise. We can sing hymns and songs. We can weep. We can laugh. We can bear witness, such as saying amen. We can read the word aloud. We can fall prostrate before the Lord. We can speak in tongues. We can give public testimony. We can dance before the Lord. We can sing. We can be silent. We can sing a spiritual song. All through the New Testament are Hebrew verbs for active spiritual worship, meaning there's something behind it. First Peter 2:9 says, you have been made, you've heard this, I'm a royal priesthood, I'm a chosen generation, I'm a peculiar people. Well, 1 Peter 2:9 says, yeah, you are a royal priesthood, so you can proclaim the praise of him who called you out of the darkness and into the light. You have been given the authority to praise Father God. So all those things are ways that we can worship God. So this morning we've learned that we need to pray, we need to read, and we need to worship. And the last one's going to fall in place when these three happen. This is how we're pressing in. So now we're going to practice worship. So we have a song that we're going to sing through, and I shared all those ways that we can worship Father God. So you worship God in the way that fits you at that moment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to come back to that again in just a minute. So we've learned to pray. We've learned to read. We've learned to worship. And they're just so simple, but yet we stray away from them so much. I don't know why they're so simple, but they're so hard to have stick-to-itiveness in these areas. These are all you have to do. Forget about all the other stuff. Pray, read, worship. And the last thing is one that people can struggle with, and it's because you have to have the others going on first, and then it'll be easy. So the last area, home plate, is to be able to give. Give of your finances, give of your time, give of your resources, give of your talents, your abilities. But I believe that's why giving is so hard, because we don't operate in these other three areas. We're not consistently praying and reading and worshiping, so we struggle with giving. But when we are doing those three things, the giving part, when the Word talks about being a joyful giver, when those things are going on in our life, then we'll want to give. It'll become easy to give. God doesn't want us to give begrudgingly, the Word says. If we give because we're coerced, or give begrudgingly, or give because we feel people... The Bible says don't even give anything when someone's looking, but yet we do so many silly things. We pass around a plate, don't we? And everyone sees if your hand goes up or not. But you know, the Bible says don't give in front of people. It says do it privately. We do it in front of everyone. And so sometimes people may really not want to put something in, but they do because they're worried about someone looking at them. But if it's like that for you, don't put anything in. It's okay, don't do it. Do it according to the way the Word tells you to do it, and do it lovingly and joyously, and let God decide what you're supposed to give. He says 10%, but probably most people should give more than 10%, and that's just the tithes. It says we receive blessings from the offerings. Isn't that something we always talk about? Well, you get blessings when you tithe. No, you get blessings when you give offerings. That's above your tithe. Oh, ouch, man. I know it's my wife's looking at me on this one. See? I'll say it. But when these other things are lined up, then we'll want to become a giver. We'll want to give. We'll want to help. We'll listen to what God tells us to do. We'll be joyful when we give. So in saying that, at the last minute, I told Billy, and I said, let's just do our offering at the end. But so we practiced praying. We practiced reading. We practiced worship. And now we're going to go ahead and take up this morning's tithes and offerings as the ushers come forth. Father God, my simple prayer this morning as they take up the offering is that you establish Bethel and the people herein to be a blessed people, a blessed house that will follow your principles and walk in them, and blessings will abound in Jesus' name. Amen. So as they're passing that around, this week, I want you to practice. We want to press in. We want to see our shadow heal someone. We want to see miracles. We want to see healings. We want to see lives change. We want to see salvations. We want to see the seats full. We want to see the things of God. We want to see the fire fall. Well, we have to press in. Well, how do we press in? We do the basic things that God gave us to do. We pray, we read the Word, we worship Him, and then ultimately we give. Folks, if you just start doing those things and all this other that you're trying to figure out in your work, your destiny, your purpose, your place, your this, your that, just do these things and everything else will fall in line. It will just happen. And when you stray away from these things, come here and look for help. Look for support. When you haven't felt like praying, go to Pastor Otis and say, just pray for me, man. You know, if you can't worship, go to Todd and say, Todd, worship for me. I don't feel it. I can't get it. I can't even raise my hand. Get help from each other here. That's for us to get where God wants us to get. We need this. We need this. And when I look around in here, so many people, I could walk through the seats. It's like almost everyone in here is involved in some way in helping with what we call Bethel, where we get together and grow. And this guy, Jeff, I didn't know he was usher, and he put on the vest. I said, well, did we have any that wasn't too short for you? So we got a new usher, Jeff. Yay. Tell him thanks. But I just look around, and it's like, there's so many people involved in doing the things that they feel are the right things to do. And I'm thankful that I'm part of this house. And I want to see us all get to where we're supposed to get. So let's remember the basic things of our Christian walk. When we wonder why things aren't working out. Oh, I forgot to pray today. I got busy and I haven't read since last Wednesday. I failed to prepare for life group, and I'm trying to read through it on the way here. Yeah, we never get to it, do we? We just end up talking about Jesus. Praise God. I know this morning's message was different, but I hope and pray and believe that you'll leave changed, that you won't leave the way you came. That you'll leave thinking about, and I did this so you'll see it and think, that you'll leave thinking about, okay, I've got to remember to pray. I've got to remember to read. Even if it's just a scripture, if it's just one, just read one. Start with one. If you just worship for a minute, start with a minute, just worship and thanking God. If you wake up and say, Father, thank you for this day, and that's your prayer, okay, you did it. You did it. And grow from that and build on that. And you'll see things in your life start to shift. Hallelujah. Please stand up. Go ahead, Todd. As Todd's singing this song, you can quietly be dismissed. Anyone that would like prayer, please come up front. If you want to stay in worship, just worship.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.